Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to quote a little Shakespeare. I want you to have some patience with me, if you would. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them. We pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrongs, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office and the spurns, the patient merit and the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make, with a bare bodkin and would fardels bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose born. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And that's as far as I'm going to go with Shakespeare today. We have a guest today that I wanted to visit with. I'm not even sure which direction we're going to go. When we booked this show a few weeks back, I had interviewed C.J. Hadley, and we talked about an article that Tom DeWeese had in her Range magazine, and I think he's a regular writer for her. But he's the president of the American Policy Center. Tom DeWeese is one of the nation's leading advocates in individual liberty and free enterprise, private property rights, personal privacy, back to basics, education, and American sovereignty and independence. And we're just going to cut to the chase and bring Tom on with us today. Tom, how are you doing?
Hey, Beth, I'm doing well. It's good to be with you.
How do you like that Shakespeare?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thomas Jefferson.
The first quote, of course, was just our founding fathers as they signed that Declaration of Independence. And the second quote was actually George Washington. And I've been tearing the office apart looking for the quote I wanted to end it with, and I couldn't find it. So we kept her short today, but I think it's something I'm going to write up using Shakespeare and our founding fathers. Maybe they don't really parallel, but, you know, we've been talking an awful lot about Shakespeare here lately because of some of the things that they are doing. It is just absolutely crazy what we're seeing in this world today, isn't it? Especially in this nation, anyway.
It is. I don't think there's anything anyone could have predicted, the amount of viciousness and the attacks. And I have said many times, no matter what Donald Trump accomplishes while he's in office, the one thing that he has done is he's pulled away the curtain and he has shown how deeply entrenched these forces are and how far they're willing to go to keep their power. And if that in itself is a major accomplishment.
I don't think we can trust a one of them.
Nope.
I had a few that I kind of liked, and now I'm kind of curling up my lip on them. You know, I'm just I never liked Comey. I never trusted Comey. And I think he proved in his statements last week that he is untrustworthy. And you know what's it's so sad because it's so dangerous to this nation. But otherwise, it would be pretty comical because you see what the right and you see what the left, they both saw two different interviews, two different lines. I mean, the one said, oh, man, it just did Trump in. And the other one's going, well, Comey just confessed to being a leaker. And, you know, it goes on and on and on and the ridiculousness of it. But it is dangerous to this nation. I said a long time ago, before the election, whenever we still even had all the 17 in the primary on the Republican side, that this election was not about policies. It's about a way of governing. They don't want the Republic, Tom. They hate the Republic. You won't even hear the good guys, supposedly. I'm doing this with quotes in the air. Good guys mention Republic. It's always the democracy, the democracy, the democracy. Our democratic rule. Well, that's not what we are. And while we have some democratic policies, we're a Republic. But I think we might have lost it. My son just gave me a book over the weekend. I visited him, and he goes, so here's your belated Mother's Day gift and Dad's early Father's Day gift. But he gave me the book, If You Can Keep It. And it's about what Thomas Jefferson said. I mean, what Ben Franklin had said, wasn't it? About he tells the woman, you know, it's a republic if you can keep it. But I'm afraid we've lost it, Tom.
I'm beginning to see lots of people that I work with, good, solid activists across the country, that are beginning to see they're starting to hold their heads, hang their heads down, and saying we can't beat them.
Well, we can't do that. I'm not ready to do that.
No, but I'm starting to see some people do that. I had a very interesting discussion with a gentleman yesterday who came to visit me. He's working. He's a very good activist working on things. And, you know, I'm working, of course, on the property rights issue and roll those things back that are attacking them. He is focusing on education and what's going on in the school. And what I said to him was, I said, you know, I'm fighting with a limited number of people. We have certain people of a certain age in this country who understand what you and I are talking about what freedom is and what our republic is and all that. And I said, we are attacking, we're on Omaha Beach, and we are attacking, but we've got no reinforcements behind us. We're getting murdered out there as we attack, but there are no reinforcements behind us because there are no new patriots coming out of the school system who understand what you and I understand. And that has, if we're going to save this republic, that is what we have to do. We've got to get back control of the schools and what the curriculum is and stop turning out factories of little liberals coming out of there. We're getting people who understand what the founding fathers created, what the unique situation was of the United States, why it was such a great nation to begin with. And we've got to get back to that. Otherwise, those of us fighting on the beach are going to soon run out of energy and not able to move forward because we have no reinforcements.
We're in the trenches, and I'm telling you what, it's heavy artillery. And I never in my wildest dreams thought we would be where we are now. I mean, I knew it was going downhill, but this is just absolutely ridiculous. Where they're calling, holding a severed, it's fake, but a severed head, bloodied, of the President of the United States, and they call that art and free speech? Well, that was never what free speech was to be. And then we talk about free speech, and I have an article here in front of me, Tom, where a Christian soccer player is withdrawn from the U.S. team because they were forcing her to wear a rainbow-colored sash to support the LGBTQ, and she is a Christian, and she refuses to do it, and so she is out. So where's the free speech for anyone else, you know?
That's the thing. I mean, every time you see them attack these things, like, the whole thing with the severed head and all that, or with this example you just made with the player, turn it around and say, what if one of us had done that with a Barack Obama's head? What if, you know, we attacked someone wearing, you know, a Muslim garb of some kind? When you reverse it, and I just posted on Facebook today, I just said, it is so good that the liberals are the tolerant ones. Can you imagine what our country would be like if they were the intolerant ones?
Well, it's not about tolerance. It's about total and complete acceptance and giving up what you have. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I do want to talk about property rights. We'll get there, Tom. We'll get there. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. For the Republic and for Liberty, Tom and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese, and we are going to talk about, he's got some things that he's doing with property rights, but I wanted to mention here before we moved on, I have an article in my hand about Chick-fil-A, and somebody has given it a review of unpalatable baggage because of its Christian stance. I have, of course, we know that Bernie Sanders came out and thinks that you should give a litmus test to all the candidates that might be running for an office, and if they're Christians, they should not be able to run. That's paraphrased. And then, of course, the girl on the U.S. soccer team that I just talked about. And I said, and this was long, long time ago, before I ever met Derry Brownfield, Tom. So that we're talking 30-some years ago, that I said back then that Christians were calmly compromising their rights completely away. We have listened to the rhetoric about politically correct phrases and language until we are the ones who now are being stifled from speaking or believing in our God and speaking out and standing up. And they refused, and I don't want to necessarily go down this road today, but they refuse, the left, meaning, to believe and understand the truth of the hearts of the founding fathers and that we were established as a Christian nation. And, you know, it's one thing to be tolerant, to know that you have to live in this world, but not be of this world. And it's just getting absolutely crazy what we're putting up with. Like the quote from George Washington, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. We see that in the bureaucracy that we've put up with losing our property rights. Why do we put up with this stuff? Why do we pay a tax on something that's ours? And if you don't pay that tax, you lose it. So it's not really yours. You're serfs on the land. And we've allowed this to happen. And as a republic, we should have been the ones in charge. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir. But I do want to know what you've got going down. I know that you've been working really hard on a project and regarding property rights. And I do want to hear about that.
Yeah. Let me just say, just real quick, what you just said. Christianity is the root of the ideas of private property and free enterprise and limited government. And if your purpose is to eliminate all of those things, you've got to go to the root and eliminate that too. And they understand that, that Christianity is that root. And that's why you see these attacks on it, because they cannot let it survive and you know, attack all the other things that they're attacking, which our entire country was based on. So.
And that's what they have done. They've removed it from the schools, you know, because those are public schools, so we can't pray there. But, you know, the Muslims can and other people can, but not Christians. They're not allowed to pray there. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And we seem to be ignoring all of this. I think we're not ignoring it now. Donald Trump, I don't believe, is necessarily a true stand-up constitutionalist, you know. But I believe that man's learning some pretty hard lessons right now. And I'll tell you what, we need to stand by him and his family. I am really concerned.
Yeah, I am too. Anyway, and what we're trying to do, the you know, as you know, for many, many years, I've been working with people like Henry Lamb and Michael Coffin and others trying to sound the alarm on Agenda 21, which is a document that came out of the United Nations in 1992, and what they called at the time a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. This is basically that. This is a blueprint that they're following. And they change the names and mess around with it and everything, but it's always exactly the same. And if you go through the document, you'll see. And there are three major ways. Trying to get a massive program like this down to a sound bite so people understand what you're talking about is a very difficult thing to do. But where I've decided to focus is there are three ways that they're really moving forward getting this in place, completely changing our society, changing the way we live, moving people off of rural areas into cities, controlling our transportation, controlling our energy use, controlling our water use, all based on the threat of environmental Armageddon. They sell these programs as if they are environmental protection programs. The environment part of it is the excuse. Global warming is the most powerful weapon that they have, scaring people to death that if they don't throw their liberty on the bonfire and adhere to these regulations, then we're not going to have a planet to stand on, so what good do your rights do you? I've had liberals and environmentalists say that to me. But that's the tactic. The real part of it is the redistribution of wealth, social equity, creating massive central government, taking government farther from the people, completely changing our local governments, our city councils, our county commissions, our school boards, things that we elect people because we want our community to be run a certain way. All of that is being thrown out the window, and what they're doing, the first attack is against private property. And if you don't have property of your own to stand on, then you don't have the right to freedom of speech. You don't have all the other rights in the Bill of Rights, because you'll always be on land controlled by someone else, particularly government. So they will then take away those rights, and that's what's happening. So the attack on private property rights is the number one attack that we're facing here. Then the second thing they're doing is creating non-elected regional councils and regional governments that take the government farther from the people. These people, these are appointed, whether they're bureaucrats or even elected officials. They might be people who are your city councilmen or your county commissioners, but they were not elected to this regional council. And they are surrounded by non-governmental organizations, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, organizations like this. There are thousands of them, planning groups, the American Planning Association. And they dictate what goes on behind closed doors. And then the third thing is all of it is funded through federal grants with very specific strings attached. That literally is the implementation of Agenda 21. So those three things are, taking it down to the lowest common denominator that I can, is what we're up against. Our government is changing, and they're taking our property away. They're taking our freedom away. And this is Agenda 21. What I'm working on is a means to begin to restore those things. I fully believe that if we can protect private property rights, we can stop Agenda 21, sustainable development, the whole attack there. So, you know, this is what I'm working on. First thing I'm doing is I'm putting a book together called Empowering People, Why Property Ownership Matters. And it's going to go through details of what it's about, why we have it, and what it, you know, private property is the means to build personal wealth for individuals. It is the means to build a middle class. It is the means to eradicate poverty. If you have a strong middle class, the middle class is what fights tyranny. If you don't have a middle class, then you have massive rich and massive poor. And the poor become the slaves to the rich. Middle class is what creates the freedom. And so this is, you know, what we're focusing on. Once I've got that together, the next step is we're putting together a property rights network with activists and organizations and elected officials who are with us on this to begin to put policies together to train other elected officials and activists on how to do this and move forward with it. And there's two things that we're working here. Obviously, and you've reported on this many, many times, what's going on in the West, the, you know, with the ranchers and the timber industry and the mining industry and all that, being totally under siege by the BLM and other EPA and others. And that is one aspect of it. Obviously, has to be taken care of. The other aspect of it is in the inner cities. Now we're moving all these people into these massive inner cities. We're using smart growth programs to use eminent domain to bulldoze low-income neighborhoods and build expensive high-rises that those folks can't afford. What happens to them is they're being pushed into government housing programs. And you have a segment of our society totally different than what you and I have experienced. You and I live our life. We made decisions. We try to follow our dreams. We try to build our own particular personal wealth and work jobs we want to work and so forth. You've got a whole segment of society that is absolutely trapped in these programs and can't get out. They have no hope of building a life of their own.
They are enslaved. They are in slavery to the government. We're fighting the same thing that our founding fathers fought. It's just not a king. It's a king government. It's D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. They don't want to let go of that power. They don't want to let go of that money, and they need your property. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese. You know, Tom, we're going to go to some phone calls here shortly, but I have in my hand the article that you wrote. I want to back up just a little bit because you mentioned something with the property rights that you're getting a coalition together of sorts. And you, in the article, Patriots versus Politicians, that is something when we talk about our founding fathers that is so dear to me. And I'm one of those that gets choked up. I'm one of those. I don't get too choked up over the Star Spangled Banner because I'm usually singing it. But I did the recitation that goes with the national anthem. I'll be singing the national anthem this Saturday for a poker run. It's a fundraiser here in the local area in mid-Missouri for the honor flight for our vets. But I did the recitation. And when you think about what our founding fathers went through, when you think about what your founding uncles went through and what they were willing to give up, and you realize what we are so lazily throwing away, you're getting a coalition together. You talk about patriots and politicians. There are patriots left. You mentioned several. I've had those both on the air, Dr. Kaufman and Sheriff Richard Mack. I consider you one. Chris Ann Hall, absolutely. Fighting. We talked about in this last election, the forgotten man is the one who came out. Well, I'm trying to put something together, and I'm talking with some folks. I've got to have funding, but I'm trying to put together a coalition of voices. We were forgotten because nobody heard our voice. And shows like this that talk about property rights, you don't hear that on Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, or Bill Riley when he was on, or some of these others. They don't talk about property rights. They don't talk about the fight that's going on out west unless they're gasping and thinking, oh, how could they dare fight the BLM? You know, they don't talk about it. And if they do, I know Lou Dobbs did mention the BLM. They mention it, they're upset about it, but then they go on. Megyn Kelly talked about it. She interviewed Bundy and was as rude to him as she could possibly be. So I have no love for Megyn Kelly. But those patriots do exist. And mine, I'm naming mine Circle the Wagons, because they're attacking even those Fox News guys. And I don't even think they've got it all right. But we have got to circle the wagons and be that voice for the forgotten man so that that never happens again and so we can continue to be heard. Now that I've made my little lecture, I'm going to go to the phones. We have Robert from Missouri. Robert, how are you today?
Very good, ma'am. Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
I am thoroughly enjoying your angle. And I listen to Rush and I listen to Hannity and, you know, Mark Levin and all those folks.
Okay.
I like your angle that you're going at, and especially to our speaker today on property rights. But okay. I'm a college graduate of Northwestern College of Iowa out of Orange City, Iowa. And in 1980 and 81, I took a Christian Perspectives on War and Peace, and they talked about what starts the Civil War. We're already in the next Civil War.
I agree.
We just don't have the red, the white, and the blues all wearing the colors that they're loyal to, whether it be the liberals, the communists, and socialists on one side, or the conservatives, Christians, the Catholics, and the Jews on the other side, and then the intermediates or independents somewhere, and then you got other, you know. And I'm afraid that we are already headed towards a civil war of another sort, and it's already begun because now we can label it, we can define it, and the question is when will it become to the point that we turn on each other rather than see what we're needing to do and fight evil?
Well, I don't disagree with you. I hope it doesn't come to the muskets. I hope we don't have to bring out the guns. But that's why we want, and you know, Tom DeWeese has been a fighter for property rights and for a very, very long time, along with Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he is battling a fight of his own right now to survive cancer, and we need to keep him in our prayers. But there are so many that are fighting, and you don't hear about them on the mainstream media or on Fox. And I appreciate it, Robert. We're so glad to have you tuning in. Thank you so much. Just keep the faith.
Thank you very
much,
Beth.
All right.
You bet.
You know, Tom, they do exist out here. We do have patriots, and you are so right. We have to take this back. You were talking about in the local how they want to make us in regions, you know, I've told my listeners so many times that who we elect for the school board, county commissioner, county sheriff, your alderman, all of these, you know, in the state of Missouri, your coroner, you know, because the coroner is the only one that can fire the sheriff, take the sheriff down. It's something we have to concentrate locally, and we tend to look to D.C., but we were never designed to be governed from D.C., D.C. has its own little, and they're very short. It only has like three or four job descriptions, really. We were designed to be governed locally. And if we lose it locally, we lose it altogether.
I totally agree, and that is my focus, is always working on the local and in some cases a state level. And I fully believe that if you can create, you know, your battles on the local level, which is easier to win You're right there. You've got your adversaries right in front of you. They're not in Washington, D.C. And so you can be heard. And if we can begin to make changes on the local level, and this is what I'm talking about, protecting private property rights, that can be done on the local level. And that's what we're working to, you know, create a way to teach people how to do that. But it will have a way of working its way up. If a local community, local county commissions and so forth begin to fight these things, it somehow finds its way into the state legislature and they start passing regulations or repealing regulations, whatever the case may be, to make sure those rights are protected. And funny thing is that has a way then of working its way up again into the federal level. And I fully believe if we can protect private property rights on the local level, then we can preserve freedom as a nation. And that's my whole focus.
You know, I had a listener, he didn't want to go on the air, but he wanted to ask, when did Agenda 21 fight begin? Who in Congress or who is the one that got this started now? It's never been ratified, but like other things, we're following it tooth and toenail, you know, and we're not, well, we're fighting it tooth and tail, and they're following it like it's a law. But when, how far back does this go? I was thinking it was way back. I know it was several administrations. Where exactly the timeline is that?
It was 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. That was, you know,
that was under.
This was this massive thing. It was George H.W. Bush.
That's what I thought.
That signed on to it, and he very clearly said the United States is committed to this, and we will do it. Agenda 21 is not a treaty, so Congress or the Senate did not have to ratify it. It is what's called a soft law policy, basically a suggestion. And so the proponents of this, now that we started fighting it, they used to be very proud of it and say this is a comprehensive plan, the blueprint, we're, you know, all this. Now they call it an innocuous 20-year-old document that doesn't mean anything. That's what they say about it now. But that's because we put a big spotlight on it and started to fight it. But what happened with this and the way that it became a problem to us is that after George H.W. Bush signed on to it and said, yeah, we're going to do this, then Bill Clinton comes in to the White House, and he creates the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and this has the same NGO groups on it. It has several major corporation representatives on it, including Enron, which I find kind of funny. And of course, every agency of the federal government. They began to create grant programs that had these strings attached. Your community might think they're taking the grant just to get downtown paved, you know, Main Street or something.
You know, make a nice little
and they
city
find
park.
Out they got all these strings attached.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
We need new, make a nice little park, or
yeah,
we need sidewalks repaired, all this stuff.
Exactly.
And
we're
going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Big government has no place in a republic. 877-895-5410 and Tom and Beth Ann for Liberty for the Republic. We will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese. Tom, it's the fastest hour of the day. We're almost out of time, and we've got callers that are calling in. I want to get to them real quick. And then when we get off the air, we're going to reschedule you because we really need to get into the crust of this. We have Joe from Arkansas. How are you doing today, Joe?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. My question is to Mr. DeWeese is this. What do you know about these hiking and biking trails that are going all in all over the place? Are they part of Agenda 21?
Yes. Yeah, that's the bike trails and the hiking trails and so forth, all that, particularly the bike trails. They sell these as an idea just to get people outside in the countryside and enjoy all that and wonderful. But in what you're finding more and more in the cities, these are becoming bike highways. And there's a real reason for that. If you look down the road, the long distance down the road, they fully intend that we will not have cars and that we will be riding our bikes to wherever we go. And they're laying the groundwork for that now. It is most definitely part of it. And the way, this is one of those strings attached to these grants that I've been talking about, again, where a community thinks maybe they're going to repave Main Street, suddenly the strings say they've also got to put bike lanes in there and other things that go with it. So that's the result of that. I can look at a community and tell basically which grants they've taken by how they're developing.
You can do that. And I went through, I went to see my son this weekend, and I had to go through Lawrence, Kansas. And Lawrence, Kansas would be one of those. I would absolutely bet the farm on it. I don't have the farm anymore. I lost that in the 80s, but I would bet the farm on it.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, appreciate the call.
I'll tell you real quick. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, real quick, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Well, you said that they don't want us to have cars. My impression now is that they want us, is that they want self-driving cars, you know, computer-driven cars where you don't own the car and you don't drive your own car. But these cars are available. How do those mesh with biking trails?
Mesh with biking trails.
Self-driving cars weren't on the horizon in 92 when Agenda 21 came up.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
It's a control over our transportation. That's what it's about. So those cars can be programmed to only, you know, to control where they go. The idea that you go out, you say, I'm going to take a trip today. I'm going to get in my car and drive where I want to go. And you have no controls over you about what turns and roads and so forth you take and how far you go. That can all change when those kind of controls begin to be put in place. This kind of technocracy that is beginning to take over every aspect of our lives, monitoring where we are, what we do, how much energy we use, and so forth. Those self-driving cars like that, I believe, are a part of that long-range goal.
Certainly makes sense.
Okay.
Something else I'd like to point out, which is not generally talked about, is that our current trade policies also come from Agenda 21. I read Agenda 21, and one of the main things that Agenda 21 calls for is all the highly developed industrialized countries to get rid of their protectionist economic policies, you know, basically so that their wealth can be sucked out of them and transferred to the third world. And, of course, NAFTA and GATT were passed immediately after Agenda 21 came out, so I'm convinced that our current trade policies come from Agenda 21.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. Don't you, Tom?
Oh, no question about it. The everything coming out of Agenda 21 is about redistribution of wealth, first of all. And the second thing is that they are working to eliminate independent sovereign states. They, of course, argue that independent sovereign states are what create wars and poverty and strife, and so we have to get rid of those and have just a one-world global village where we all have a kumbaya hug. And, you know, that's their vision of that. But that's the purpose, get rid of the independent states and just have them rule us from the top.
And that's exactly, it's the opposite of what our founding fathers wanted. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your input so very much. We're getting short of time, Tom. And I wanted to reiterate that we the people need to pay attention to what's going on in our communities. It is so very important locally. And it's so easy. It's so easy to be distracted. I'm just as bad as the next person. I sit there and watch the national Fox News all evening long trying to figure out what's going on. And these distractions keep us from liberty. Now we're discussing, of course, Sessions is probably talking while you and I are talking. And we've got whether we're going to fire Mueller and this outside counsel. And it goes on and on and on. And while we are chasing after these ooshinies, we're losing our liberty. And it's so important for us to stay focused. Don't you agree, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all those things are distractions. They are, you know, their goal is to destroy the Trump administration. You know, Donald Trump is not perfect in any way, but he hit it on the head. What he did was he energized a lot of people who had not been involved in politics. He showed how frustrated people are with government that will not listen to them, and he went after that. And that was his big strength in the campaign. Regardless of what he accomplishes, he pulled that curtain away, and people now see how entrenched they are, and I think there are people energized that weren't before, and if we can keep those people in the fight, that is a major move forward.
We've got to not be discouraged. You know, we just cannot allow ourselves to be discouraged. We have to be determined, just like our founding fathers were. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Most of them lost their fortunes. Many of them lost their lives, but not a one of them lost their honor. They stood by their honor. And will we do that today? That's, you know, that's the question. Will we stand by our sacred honor and do what is right for this nation, for the future of this nation, and under the sight of God. You know, I just have to mention that because it's easy not to, and I'm certainly no saint. I fall short a lot, but, we have to be able to stand strong. And, you know, Comey made his comment, perhaps if I'd have been, maybe if I'd have been stronger. Well, we need to be the strong ones. Don't you agree?
I agree. By the way, if I may do a shameless promotion here, my latest book, Erase, is a murder mystery set this very world we're talking about. And a couple of the storylines in it, one of them is a character named Pastor Dave showing what's happening to the Christian religion. And another one is a businessman, and another one is a teacher. And these people are discovering what's going on and how to solve these problems. So it's available on Amazon. It's available on Amazon. It's called Erase. Or it's available, we have a website called erasenovel.com, and I'm amazed this book has been compared in reviews several times to Atlas Shrugged, 1984, and Michael Crichton's State of Fear.
Oh, good.
And I've had a lot of people tell me that, you know, we can write all the policy papers we want, and they try to read it and try to understand, but when I put it in a story like this to show how it operates, they understand it much better.
And it is a novel. We're out of time. Tom, thank you so much for being with me today. I'm going to get on the email as soon as we get off the air and get you booked again. We're going to get you back on here in just a couple of weeks. I appreciate it so very much. You have been so faithful in the fight for liberty. Thank you so very much. You know, folks, it takes all of us. We have to be the strong ones to stand up, stand together, be wise, and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.